And welcome back to the Cosmic Cafe Show, where the paranormal is normal. My name's Eric Brown, and I will be your host and server. And for today's daily specials, we have on the specials board, very excited, yes, very excited special, Mr. Russell Emanuel. Mr. Russell Emanuel is a multi-award-winning Hollywood director, and he's been a friend of the cafe for several years now, actually, huh? It's been, what was it, December 2015 when you first visited the cafe, Russ?
Hey, how you doing, Eric? First off, thanks for having me on the show, and I think it was November 2015, wasn't it? We met through Paul Hickman.
Yeah, we met through Paul Hickman.
His, like, Got Movie show? Is that what it was called?
It was. And your first appearance on the Cosmic Cafe was December.
And yeah, that's right.
We were helping you to promote Occupants, which has won so many laurels and awards of just about everything in filmmaking from, I mean, the full gambit, right? From directing, writing, music, editing. Is there an award that the movie hasn't won yet?
Yes, best podcast going to the Cosmic Cafe.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll take it.
Okay.
Well, hey, I really appreciate you being my first guest on our inaugural podcast, by the way. And what better day to do the inaugural podcast is on International Pi Day, March 14th, 2019. Did you
happy
eat some,
pie day?
Did you? Yes, happy pie day. Did you have any pie yet today?
I did not. I will try to get some pie. It may have to be vegan pie with my new diet, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's
you
still
and your
pie.
Vegan. Hey, speaking of vegan, have you tried our meatloaf here at the cafe?
I'm a little afraid to try the meatloaf at the Cosmic Cafe. So,
it's not real meat. Let me just tell you that. It's vegan meat.
If it's vegan meat, then I think the person that you need to talk to is Janine Berryman, who is our still photographer on Occupants and other films like Collar, The Assassin's Apprentice. Really great friend. Really great vegan.
She is super awesome.
Oh, she's very awesome.
Well, speaking of which, I hope to not only get a chance to chat with her at the cafe when we're down there in L.A. this at the end of the month, actually, and we will be doing behind-the-scenes stuff, taking some video, got some really cool DJI 4K video equipment that we'll be using as well, and going to bring the podcast equipment down with us, and so hopefully get a chance to do some more on-the-scene, on-site interviews and talks and chats and complaining about the maniacal director that's overtaken the place and become a tyrant to everybody.
Yeah, that's my new reputation. What can I say? You know, I mean, it's just well-earned, I guess. But yes, the film that you're talking about, Eric, is the sequel to The Assassin's Apprentice, which we will be filming at the last weekend of March, and it'll be filmed in Long Beach. And it will reprise the role of Kaylee, played by Tara Page. So she's reprising
Yay,
her role.
Tara Page. We love
Tara.
Oh,
Tara, yeah. Cookies for Tara. Cookies for Tara. That's the big, big.
Come on.
You got to have cookies for Tara. That was our drive on the first film for the Indiegogo campaign. But this time...
that's right. I remember that now.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, she needs her cookies. What can I say? You know, and she has a very particular brand, I remember. It's a very delicious brand, by the way. But yeah, basically, so on the first film, we had Robert Picardo and we had Marina Sirtis, two Star Trek actors. On this one, we now have Armin Shimerman and Sean Kenny and Tracy Lee
Yay.
Coker.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so they're all Trek veterans. Armin Shimerman was Quark on Deep Space Nine.
Yep.
Sean Kenny was the crippled Captain Pike on the original Star Trek series.
Yes.
We're going, you know, going back 50 years here. You know, he was there on the actual bridge of the first Enterprise, which is amazing. He also played a character named Lieutenant DePaul. And then we have Tracy Lee Coco, who's been in, was I guess, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine and Voyager, and she played a character called Lieutenant Jay on The Next Generation. And she was always at the like the receptions when they had like musical concerts in the you know, in 10 forward. So mm-hmm. she was sitting next to Picard or Riker. So, you know, I mean, she's definitely somebody I grew up watching, and it's very, well, very
is watching a too mild of a term. Shouldn't stalking be no, just kidding.
Yeah, but it's an honor, and it's great. I'm just very honored, very grateful to our executive producer, writer, Paul Hickman.
Yep.
You know, we mentioned Paul before. There's a reason
yeah,
we
but
met.
Must we mention him again?
Well,
he's gonna probably listen to this.
In Paul we trust. That's my new saying.
Hey, I want him just to you know hook us up and take us over to Disneyland. He seems to have some connections over there. I'm always seeing you guys posting. It's
I'm not going to confirm or deny that. But yeah, Paul is a great guy. He's very big into Star Trek. You know, and I'm very big into Star Trek also. So, you know, I mean, we trek it out basically. And, he's very excited. You know, he's trying to build a franchise. So he was the executive producer writer of the first film. And this is a sequel to that film. And there's a lot more. We have a lot more material to work with. So this time we're actually going to the Canary Islands, which is off the coast of North Africa.
And that's where the dodo bird is, right?
The dodo bird doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, wrong island.
I think it's in the Americas.
The island of Atlantis. It also no longer
yeah,
exists.
Yeah, the island of Atlantis, you mean from, what's the Aquaman? No.
Patrick Duffy?
But this is the Canary Islands, which is, a set of islands. Like, it's five islands, I think. Kind of like Hawaii, in a sense, you know. But it's off the coast of Morocco.
You'll have to send pictures back home.
Hey. Oh, it's like the reason we're going to the Canary Islands, though. I mean, there's a reason why. First, we're shooting a main portion of it in Los Angeles, but we are going to the Canary Islands, especially with the exteriors, as part of the Kickstarter thing that we did. You know, the whole point was to go to the Canary Islands. So the reason is because the drone that Keely was chasing in the first film
mm-hmm.
– And there's like a drone. It's just like a BB-8 meets R2-D2 kind of drone. So it's a very playful banter. But it speaks the language of Silvo Gomero, which is the language, a whistling language, spoken in, whistled in the Canary Islands. And so we employed the English version of the Silvo Gomero language for the drone. So now we're going back to the source of where the drones come from, basically.
That's amazing, actually. I bet you a lot of people don't know that. I know I didn't know that, but, you know, hey.
I didn't know that either. This is Paul Hickman, you know. He came up with this, and I think it's brilliant. So.
Paul's so smart.
Oh, Paul is great. And you know, I mean, the first film, by the way, it just won a major award a couple of days ago.
Yeah, we were going to ask you about that. Who did you have to pay off?
What's that?
Who did you have to pay off to get that award?
Yeah, there you go. So it's at a place called Idlewild. It's the Idlewild International Festival of Cinema, I think is the proper term for the festival.
And one of the coolest places in L.A.
Yeah, Idlewild is actually about 3 hours east of L.A.
Yeah, I know.
In the mountains. Oh, you know? Okay.
I've visited Idlewild many times.
Well, I guess to whoever's listening who doesn't know Idlewild, which I didn't before I went to Idlewild, that's where it's held. But
sounds like a rock concert's being held there.
I think a music concerts are held there, and the mayor is a dog named Max. Mayor Max. Yes, Mayor. That's right. I'm not making this up, actually.
How does he sign legislation?
he does have paws.
If he likes it, he puts his paw on it. If he doesn't like it, he poops on it.
You should do a one-on-one interview with the mayor or find out, you know, just remember to bribe him with dog treats. So,
the townspeople say our dog ate it or our dog ate the legislation. We don't know where it is.
Well, you know, that would be realistic. So, But yeah, basically, we won for best score for short film. And the reason I'm happy that we won for that is because of my composer, Vasilis Malesis, who's been composing my film since Occupants. And Occupants, we mentioned, is the feature film Occupants. So he did Occupants. He did my short films, Caller and Assassin's Apprentice. He's doing right now the feature film Whisper, my fifth feature film, actually. And that's very close to being completed. And he will, of course, be attached to the sequel. So I'm just very happy that he won. You know, he's going through some stuff, I think.
Yeah, he's in Greece right now, right?
Yeah, he's in Greece. And, you know, I hope it cheered him up. And I mailed him his trophy. So.
Oh, yeah, he posted about it on Facebook. And even though Facebook was down for about, a day and a half.
Yeah, that was.
Many people may not have seen it, but he did get his post in.
Yeah, it was well deserved.
Oh, yeah.
Wife Maria, they're very wonderful people. I met them when I went to the Florida Supercon with you, right?
Right. Yes, right. I remember they were complaining about how you kept snoring while you were sleeping on their couch or something like that. I don't remember the specific details.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I think you drank all their Italian roast or Greek olive roast or whatever. Anyway, something like that.
Yeah, it was very delicious. I'm sorry, Vasilis and Maria, but no, they're wonderful people, and they right now live in Spain. So, it's a very nice award, very prestigious. It's a very good festival. It's in its 10th year, and it was a very posh award ceremony. They held it in the town of Hemet this time because that's like an hour from Idlewild. The reason they did that is because last year it was like standing room only. They couldn't, the theater they held it in, the award ceremony, was too small.
Oh, wow.
So
you know, Hemet, fun fact, Hemet is adjacent to the town where my mom basically grew up.
Ooh,
in Cherry Valley down there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Not many people would. But now
people
do.
I mean, like, we never talked about that. That's amazing.
So I haven't heard that. I haven't heard Hemet mentioned in quite a few decades, probably, since Grandma died, at least.
Gotcha.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, it's beautiful. They held it at the Hemet Historic Theater, I think it's called. So it was built in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
They restored it. So it's a very historic theater. Right now they're doing a production of a play called Ramona, which is is a California play. So they did. You know how, like, in award ceremonies, you have, like, intermissions, and, you know, sometimes, singers or a band would come on stage and just perform. Well, that's what they did. And it was very nice to hear them. And one of the singers, she's very operatic. She hit the high C.
Oh, really? Did she break some crystal?
Crystal? No. But it was a very nice performance. A very amazing festival. Founder Steven Savage and a good friend now, Andrea Charles is her name, is like a great mini reunion. So I was just happy I was able to go. I'm just really, really grateful to just everybody. You know, like, they have faith in, if it's Assassin's Apprentice or Caller. You know, Caller is by a very good friend of mine, producer, writer, Troy Gabaldon, and we're working together on a feature, actually. But, if it's Caller or Occupants, you know, especially Occupants, I guess.
It's been doing really good. So tell,
yeah, really,
I think we're getting close to 15 minutes. I know it only seems like it's been a minute or two, but I'm thinking maybe we should probably start winding things down. Why don't you let people know how, I think, is the Kickstarter still going for Assassin's Apprentice 2? Do you want to give a quick shout out about that or the website or any of that other stuff?
Well, no, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it was closed off a couple months ago.
Okay.
But we will have another campaign in a couple months. So
send envelopes full of cash anonymously too.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, you go to taamovie.com. You can see the first film, as the trailer and information and everything. And you just go on Facebook, and I think it's TA Movie is the hashtag on Facebook.
Well, we'll definitely put up a link on CosmicCafeShow.com, and want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I do not see why my outro music is not playing, but we'll just have to put it in later, I guess, in post. But hey,
that's what post-production's all about.
That's what post-production's all about. It's not just a box of cereal, folks. It is actually.
Oh, boy. Oh, Eric.
Well, hey, Russ, thanks for bringing the Assassin's Apprentice to the Cosmic Cafe and telling us a little bit about it.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to definitely teased a lot of stuff coming up later this month for everybody, but we'll definitely have to have you back to talk about Whisper and some of the other projects that's going on. And I guess with that, please, also everybody, right now we are in a competition with four podcasts on Rode, and there's a link up on the website, CosmicCafeShow.com. Click on the podcast, click on vote for the podcast. We'd really appreciate it. And with that, I will say goodbye. Thanks a lot, Russ, for calling in, by the way. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no. Well, no, thank you so much. And to everybody out there, try their meatloaf. Cosmic Cafe.
Off the vegetarian menu.
Very vegetarian. Janine Berryman, my good friend, vegan. She would love it.
Yes, absolutely.
But thank you, Eric. I do appreciate you having me on.
Thanks. Thank you. Cheers.